Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shir where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are in Season 5 with the commentary of the Sforno and the translation of notes and Rabbi Palkovitz. We are at the end of Chapter 3. We are at 22. There's only 23 paragraphs. We will now take our big mid-year hiatus after finishing 22 and 23, God willing, tomorrow. And then we will come back, God willing, Emir Tashem Bli Neder, after the hiatus is over, hopefully a month and a half or so, and then we'll be back, hopefully, with Chapter 4 here in Season 5. I want to remind you that there is a way to support the causes of our show. TheChesedFund.com, 1S, / Tani Chesed Fund, 2 S's, / The Tani Talks Podcasts, TheChesedFund.com, / Tani Chesed Fund, 2 S's, / The Tani Talks Podcasts. Come join us today. We envision a brighter future, a bigger future, where we could do more and get more accomplished and have a bigger influence in this world, episode by episode, show by show, day by day. We are looking at 3:22 here in the TTPA. Hu Hayo Omer, he used to say, Kol she'chachmaso meruba mima'asav, anyone whose wisdom exceeds his good deeds, lemahu dome, to what is he likened? Le'ilan she'anafav merubin, v'sharashav mu'atin, v'ruach bavo karto v'ofachto al panav. A tree whose branches are numerous, but whose roots are few. The wind comes and uproots it, it turns it upside down. You don't have enough roots in the ground. You don't have enough of a solid foundation. Shemar, as it says, V'haya ka'aror ba'arava, V'lo yira ki yavo tov, V'shachan charei rimba midbar, Eretz melecha v'lo seishev. He shall be like an isolated tree in an arid land, and shall not see when good comes. He shall dwell on parched soil in the wilderness, on a salted land, uninhibited. More wisdom than good deeds doesn't make any sense. It's going to topple over. You need to have much more good deeds than anything else. Avokol shemasav merubim mechachmaso. Anyone whose good deeds exceed his wisdom, lemahu domer, what is he likened to? What is he compared to? Le'ilan she'anafav mu'atin v'sharashav merubim. This person has a few branches, but very many roots. Numerous roots. Even if all the winds in the world were trying to come and blow it down, blow against it, they will not budge that tree from its place. Shenemar, as it says, Lo yira ki yavacham v'haya aleihu ra'anan uvishnas batzoras lo yirag v'lo yamish me'asos peri. He shall be like a tree planted by waters toward the stream, spreading its roots, and it shall not notice the heat's arrival, and its foliage shall be fresh. In the year of drought it shall not worry, nor shall it cease yielding fruit. You want to have a good tree, a rooted tree. You want to have an existence that is firmly planted in the world that will not be bent over by any wind of change, by any wind of anything in the world. And make sure your good deeds outdeed your wisdom. It doesn't always make sense to do mitzvahs. It doesn't always make sense to do this ches and that ches. Realistic, timely, practically, it might be a little tight, a little difficult, a little hard to extend myself. I could do it, but it might not make the most sense to do it right now. That's a time where you need to have more good deeds than wisdom. That's a time where you push yourself a little more. You're cooking for Shabbos anyway. You can't make one extra pie of butternut squash. You can't make one extra tray of broccoli. You can help out a little bit. The meal train is asking for you to contribute. If you're on a meal train like we try to be, they're asking you what you contribute to this family or that family. Every so often, you're making the broccoli anyway. They ask for a side dish. You can't make a second bag of broccoli. You can't make a second bag of cauliflower. Yeah, it doesn't make so much sense in Erev Shabbos when time is so strapped. But you push yourself a little bit anyway. You push yourself above and beyond a little bit anyway. You go, lifnei mishuras adin, your good deed exceeds the wisdom. It doesn't make sense. It's not smart. It's not practical right now. I want to just make the bare minimum for my family. No. Your good deed outdoes the wisdom. Your good deed is stronger than the wisdom. That's how you have the roots in this world. Sometimes you push yourself to do more for other people, even when nothing comes back for you. even when nobody reciprocates. No one is nearly as generous as giving as you. You still give as much as you can, even though it doesn't make sense, even though there's not much seichel or wisdom or chachma involved. That's how you have the firmly planted roots in the ground. That's how you know to do so. That is how you can really, really root yourself in the world, be like a strong tree that will never be blown over. The Sforno points out, he who dedicates more effort to the area of social wisdom than to other areas of Torah commandments, whose purpose is intellectual analysis, the honor of God and his holy ones, this reveals that his wisdom is not primarily directed toward attaining knowledge and recognition of Hashem and glorifying him. Rather, his primary intent and purpose is directed toward fulfilling his personal goals and accomplishments in this transitory life. As the prophet says in Yirmiyahu, V'sham basar zero min Hashem yasur libo, makes flesh his arm and whose heart departs from Hashem. This motivation for personal benefit as opposed to the pursuit of altruistic wisdom is abhorrent in God's eyes and will ultimately be nullified. However, he whose deeds are meant only to bring honor to God, they are more numerous than his efforts to attain social wisdom and its implementation than this person's deeds are rooted in the knowledge and recognition of the Almighty. He knows that one must do whatever is possible to bring honor to God, be pleasing in his sight. In this manner, his heart will always be refreshed with the waters of Torah, as it is written, the Haya Hashem Iftacha V'lo Yamish Me'asos Peri. Then Hashem will be his security, he shall not cease from yielding fruit. The notes point out, the Tana quotes liberally from Yirmiyahu chapter 17, and the Sforno in his commentary skillfully weaves together verse 5 through 8, and that chapter explains their logical sequence. Yirmiyahu states, Arora gevera asher yivtach ba'adam, curses the man who places his trust in man, one who is motivated by his own personal honor and prestige. Such a man is compared to a tree with weak roots, whose permanence is doubtful and whose future is bleak. The prophet then states, Baruch HaGever Sheyivtach BaHashem, blesses the man who places trust in Hashem. Elazar ben Azariah compares such a person to a tree with strong roots that shall not be uprooted, will always bear fruit. The Sforno explains that such a person is motivated by a desire to bring honor to the Almighty in all his deeds, fulfills God's will without any personal interests. Be like that tree. Be like that person that is rooted in the ground, is rooted in reality, rooted in what's really important, doing good deeds for others, of course not to the negligence of your wife and your children, but doing what you can in this world, even when wisdom doesn't dictate, even when wisdom would say not to. Your wisdom should be pushed down by the good deeds, much more good deeds than whatever wisdom tells you. And that's how you can be firmly rooted, firmly planted in this world. Join us next time as we discuss the last Mishnah here in chapter 3, the last Mishnah before we take our hiatus here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.